not gout.
It's not gout.
No. We're talking turf toe. Tommy Harley's going to join us in 1 second. Tim's throwing up turf toe is a very, very painful injury.
It is.
How do you know? You haven't had it?
No, I haven't, but I've had gout, and it has been compared to gout, but it's not gout.
Well, gout's a drinking injury.
It's a knuckle. It's your big toe knuckle and the tendon and ligament around that.
Yeah. No, I told you that it's exactly right. And Aaron Sandilands,
Frank. He missed a lot of footy.
Frank from Perth said he had turf. He says turf tie. I think it's turf toe. Put him out for a season.
Do you think it's because of the boots or the way the game's played?
I've never had it, so I don't know. But maybe our next guest, he got through his great footy career. I think he may not have suffered turf toe. He's done a nice job getting Peter Laddams into that footy club. Oh. And you've had an exclusive look at his contract, you Tommy.
I have. He's playing for nothing.
Virtually nothing, minimum.
Yeah, he gets 5 yoga sessions a week, though.
He does. Tom Harley, the CEO of the Swans, joins us. Is that right, Tommy?
Morning, Gaz. Is that a question about turf toe gout or Peter Laddams? I've had neither turf toe nor gout.
No.
I'm very pleased to add Peter to the Swans list late last night.
No, is that true, that information that we've received, Tom, that he's going to play for free, but he just wants 5 yoga sessions a week?
It does feel like there's a few extra commodities being thrown around trade period at the moment, but no, he's got a 4-year contract with the Swans, and we think he's going to add significantly to our list build. Key ruckman for long term ruckman are hard to find, and he'll play a complementary role to Tom Hickey in the next little while, and we see him as a long term player for us for sure.
Look, I think it's a great in, and you've kept your pick at 16. Dawson goes out. Your hands are a little bit tied in the end. I know you thought that he was going to be worth a bit more, but when the suitor is the second pick in the pre-season draft, then it does force your hand a bit.
Yeah, we rated, I think, well, I heard Charlie Gardner's comments yesterday and echo his. We rate him really highly. He's developed exceptionally well under our development for 6 years. He wasn't a free agent. And in the end, we had to do the best thing for the club, and that was the deal, which was Melbourne's future first round pick, obviously the reigning premiers. But I think once we did that, we moved on and got to work with Port Adelaide, and we're not going to discuss it publicly, but we've got a really clear plan for our list over the next 12, 24 months, the development of the young talent that we've got is a key part to that, and retaining all of that, whilst adding some specific needs. And as I said, we're wrapped to be able to lock in what we think is a 6 to 8 year ruckman in Peter.
How disappointed are you to lose Jordan Dawson and George Stewart during this trade period, Tom?
Yeah, really, really disappointed with Jordan. They're very separate circumstances.
Yep.
George was a restricted free agent. He got an opportunity with Carlton, a good contract, and we had a look at matching that, but chose not to in the end. I guess George has been a great player for us. He's a great person. We think we've got some really good young inside mids coming through to complement Luke Parker and even another year of at least of Josh Kennedy. So very separate circumstances. The Dawson one, we put what we thought was a very compelling offer to him, but he made the decision he wanted to go back to South Australia and nominate the Crows pretty late in the piece. So from that end, huge development into Jordan. He was a big plan of a big part of our future, but ultimately hands tied with the trade in the end.
Back to Peter Laddams and the speculation or the conversation around him is that he wanted to play in the first ruck. You had Tom Hickey playing there this season, who did an unbelievable job. I think he surprised everybody in the footy world with his form. He's still got a bit left in him as well. So what is the plan going forward with Laddams then regarding ruck or forward?
Yeah, I think the age of Peter is the key one. He's 23 years old. Tom was fantastic for us. I've got no doubt we wouldn't have had the amount of wins that we had this year if Tom wasn't playing for us. And he'll continue to be that number one ruckman for us. And I know John Longmire and Charlie Gardner kept Tom across our plans. And they came late. I guess the Jordan Dawson one came late, and therefore the Peter Laddams one also came reasonably late. But we see Peter developing with Tom. Peter sees great upside in joining the Swans and working with Dean Cox, who has obviously worked really closely with Tom and our other ruckman as well. So He can play forward. We know that he can play in the ruck, and he played the lead ruck with Port Adelaide a number of times this year when Lysette was out. So, complementary role with Tom Hickey in the sort of short to medium term, and then I think longer down the track he probably slots into that number one ruck role. But it's a couple of years away.
One of our great Swan supporters down here listens and always interested. Pete from Narre Warren wants to know where Sam Reed's at and how he's tracking.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of players out of contract still, and we're just weighing up the list spots. And you know, we appreciate it's always an uncomfortable time, and Sam's in that bucket at the moment, as is Ben Ronk. And we're seeing now that clubs are obviously delisting players, and so there will be a delisted free agency pool. You know, Sam's been a great player for us. We certainly haven't made a final decision on that. And we've kept Sam across that all the way through. So that'll play out in the next little while, but currently remains uncontracted.
How tight is your salary cap, Tom? Because there are a lot of stories around about how difficult it was for Sydney going through this period of time. Has it all been managed now satisfactorily?
Oh, it's pretty fluid, Tim. And without going into the specifics of it, you know, we've had a long period of sustained success when we played 10 final series in a row and 3 grand finals. And I think I heard it might have been Graham Wright or one of the other experienced list managers that when you're in that period, you're all in. So we were. And now we've got a young list coming through. So our focus is retaining that. So it's the balance of making sure that you've got capacity to do that. But we've got a pretty simple mantra at our footy club is to give our players, when they drafted, an opportunity by the end of their career to play as much finals footy as they possibly can. So that means you use all the levers that you've got. So we're not one to bank a lot of money. We certainly have a short and long-term focus with it.
You've had great success with your academy picks over the last few years. Have you got anyone coming through the academy that might be making a difference in either this year or next?
Yeah, it's been really hard with I guess all junior footy and Sydney this year in particular. The young boys and girls for that matter just didn't play. So look, there are a couple of players there. A young fellow Angus Anderson is a player who has progressed through the Allies. He's been good, and we've got a few others, but probably not at that really pointy end that we have had. You know, if you're talking about sort of Errol Goulden, Braden Campbell, Nick Blakey, Mills Heaney, that type, not this year. And as I said, very difficult to forecast beyond this year because of just the lack of junior footy. But you know, the academy is extremely important. We invest significantly in it, both time and emotion, and it's important for the growth of the game, both here in Sydney and in Brisbane.
And what about life just in general, Tommy, in Sydney? We see on Monday that things open up and, you know, we're absolutely thrilled and we're hoping to have the same here in Victoria in the next couple of weeks. But from a footy point of view, what's this pre-season going to look like? Will you get back to some degree of normality?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Gaz, and thinking of all the folks down in Melbourne, it's a real spring in everyone's step up here in Sydney as the freedom starts to open up. And most of our players are back. I think that the challenge with players is, I guess, South Australia, West Australia and Queensland at the moment. There seems to be a reasonably strong sentiment between New South Wales and Victoria that we'll be able to travel between the states. So what we won't do with players is expect them to do almost a double quarantine. You know, if for instance, if West Australia is still blocked, we wouldn't expect the players to come back from WA who were there to Sydney for a couple of weeks, then go back to WA and be asked to do 14-day quarantine. So we'll do case by case, but for the most part, we're expecting our players to be back here. And as I said, a number are, and a number are training, and they're in good shape. And thankfully, I think we've only had one or maybe two very minor post-season surgeries, and so the squad should be fit and healthy for the start of pre-season come late November.
And what about Horse? Did you just spell him in the paddock this time of year?
He is down in the paddock, mate. He is down. He's down on the farm. He's doing some work with his brother. So now he's in very good form. The coach, and very very pleased to land Peter Laddams at the death of the trade period. So no, he's in good form.
We must give him a call if he's down on the farm. We must ring him and do some farm discussion. We'll try and get him on tomorrow. Hey, Tommy, great to talk. I'm glad that things are opening up a bit. You're enjoying a bit of freedom. Nice work with Peter Laddams, and good luck for the pre-season and the year ahead. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Kaz and Tim. All the best, mate.
On you, Tommy.
Tommy Harley, Sydney CEO, is a beauty.